and there, gleaming amidst the wreckage, was Julian's comb. Grief washed over her, so vast and desolated. Felt like it as if a very ocean had broken within her. But as she knelt, a flash of metal in the sand caught her eye. A tarnished locket, half blood, within was a miniature portrait, its color faded. Every inch of space was crammed into the detritus of forgotten lives. Ancient phonographs stood precariously atop stacked of crumbling ledgers. Taximeters, birds, eyes dulled by time, stared down from tentering towers of chipped proclaim. The air was thick, and the mingled scent of old paper, mothballs, and a hint of something indefinably metallic. Edmund Thorne himself was an eccentric